Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Kristen Podolsky. Kristen, how are soybeans looking and what are some disease issues producers should be scouting?
Sure, the soybean crop has really jumped actually in the past week. We're really noticing an increase in height with the moisture and the heat. However, over the weekend, we got quite a bit of rainfall in most production areas. And this week's cooler temperatures could be favorable for some disease development. So there's a few diseases that growers and agronomists can be looking out for in their soybean crops. And the main ones are going to be bacterial blight, which often occurs on the upper leaves, especially at the area of leaf injury. Some areas, unfortunately, did receive some heavy rain and even some hail, and bacterial blight can really set in after that. However, it's also important to understand that it's a bacterial disease, and so fungicide applications would not be effective against that pathogen. So correct diagnosis of diseases in soybeans at this time is going to be really important. The other disease that it might be mistaken for could be Septoria brown spot, which isn't as common yet, but it could start developing. But that usually starts on the lower leaves. And it's also a brown spot on the leaves that's surrounded by a yellow halo.
How's the situation with white mold?
Right. So the other two diseases, bacterial blight and Septoria brown spot, are generally not of economic concern in soybean, and fungicide application has not been a typical practice. However, this year now with the cooler temperatures and the wet soil conditions, we could be at increased risk of white mold development. So the key there is that the topsoil moisture and the dew that we're seeing in the morning could favor development of that disease, both in soybeans and dry beans. Now, with both of those crops, we're just entering the bloom period. We're already there for soybeans, and we're just entering it for dry beans. So fungicides aren't a silver bullet. They are an option, though, if conditions are favorable, and conditions being both weather conditions and also the variety susceptibility and the row spacing.
Thanks, Kristen. Kristen Podolsky is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.